What's up, everybody? We are here for the Married at First Sight pre-show. Super excited about the show. I'm your boy, Lim Gonzalez, and I got some amazing people with me. Next to me is the one and only Shannon.
Hey, hey. How's it going?
That's going good. How you feeling?
Hey, I'm stoked for this season, guys. Yes. Oh, my gosh. I love this show. Yeah. I've been watching it since season one.
Okay.
You know, Jamie and Doug. Gosh, yeah, they're together, heart, they're a little babe. My heart, all the feels.
Yeah.
So I just love, you know? Word. And I just love watching people interact and, like, the social experiment aspect and just putting these people together who maybe would have never approached each other in real life, you know? If these gurus never put them together, like, maybe they wouldn't even be married.
Absolutely.
So I just love that aspect and the dynamics of it, so I cannot wait.
I'm
so excited.
Of course, we also have Thelma in the house.
Hey. Hello, everybody. Thelma and Bayswade Daniel. I'm so excited to be here. And Married at First Sight for me is a social experiment that we can all learn from. Mm-hmm. I find myself watching that show, and I have a degree in sociology as well, so I find myself watching that show and thinking, whoa, I'm seeing different perspectives of relationships I've been in, mm-hmm. or I even get to learn and get insight from the kinds of dynamics of relationships I've never been in. Mm. So I think all around, it's just a perfect show. It's a great show. It's a family show. And it's something that you can always take a lesson from. So I'm very excited for the season.
Word. And you just went super sociological on it. Yeah. It's not even a word. I just made up a word real quick. Sociological on it.
Sociological.
There we go. So yeah, I've been a fan for probably since we're on season 7. Mm-hmm. So I've been a fan since season 4. I've been watching since season 4. Somebody told me about it. And my whole thing is I'm like one of those hopeless romantic type dudes.
Mm. You're right? In good company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
right.
I like, I mean, don't tell. I'm a thug at heart. I mean, but I have a soft side. Mm-hmm. And I think too, for like you were saying, Thelma, like these people, you know, it's a great experiment. It's a great way to see people, because in other cultures, their arranged marriages happen.
Absolutely. Yes.
And these people stay together, and it's just part of life for
it
them.
It works.
So if for here, having this in the States and having this, you know, where people have never met each other, mm-hmm. and then kind of come together in this regard, and then see if they can manage staying together, because they're supposed to be a good match,
right?
Because they've been paired together by experts, but seeing if they can actually work it out, mm-hmm. see if there's attraction there, mm-hmm. see how that works when you have two strangers living together and they're married. They're not dating.
Yeah.
They're married. That's the big thing about this show.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to look at the trailer for this, and then we're going to talk about it.
Yes. Absolutely. I'm excited
to do it. The anticipation.
It's so scary. I'm marrying a stranger. I don't know what he looks like. I have no idea. This may be a huge mistake.
This is happening. We're off to a great start.
There's no backing out.
Let's do it.
I see myself falling in love with Amber.
She is amazing.
It's just instant chemistry.
I hit the jackpot.
You've made like a little girl's dream come true.
Hey.
Oh, would you look at that?
Right.
Aww.
Wow.
So we see that, you know, one of the big things that pointed out was that this is the most dramatic season yet, right?
Dun, dun, dun.
So, but they didn't really show us anything. I mean, it was 30 seconds,
I know.
Right?
It looked pretty happy to me. They all seemed so blissful.
So I have a question for you. What do you think is going to make it the most dramatic season?
You know, I'm predicting there's got to be some sort of family drama. That's kind of what I'm anticipating.
Okay.
Because I feel like they do talk a lot about like just the couples themselves, but I feel like there might be like a mom that comes in and kind of just like intervenes or something. There's an outside source, I
something.
Think. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm predicting.
Okay. What do you
I
got,
like
Thelma?
That. That's a good call. Yeah. That's a good call. I think that this season we actually have some of our older contestants, right? We have people who are 36 and 37. Mm. And in my experience, at least from watching the show, people who are over 30 are just generally more stuck in their ways and less likely to adapt to change.
Mm.
And I think that, and that's just true to life, you know, the older you get, the more you know yourself. So I think that some of the conflict could come from the fact that these people, yes, they're very ready for this and they're ready to merge their lives with other people, but they're still very much individuals. And the older you are and you know yourself so well, it could be a lot harder to be able to navigate through that relationship with a stranger.
Right.
So I think that could be the reason that we see some drama.
That's
a
really good point.
Yeah.
And knowing that it is, because typically we have seen most of the couples that I've seen in watching the seasons, they're usually in their 20s. 20s, maybe just hitting 30, 31. 33,
yeah.
Yeah, yes. Maybe yeah. at the yeah. top. So you get into your mid-30s, yes. But it could also flip around to the other way, and you could see it as somebody because they know what they want. See, a lot of times when you're in your 20s, you may not know yourself or know what you want yet in life or in a partner.
Very true.
Whereas when you're older, you're like, okay, I know exactly what I want.
Yeah.
So if I get it, then I know what to do with that.
Mm-hmm. Or is it you think you know what you want? Like, isn't that an aspect?
That's always
because I feel like I know what I want, but then when I get what I think I want, I'm like, no, I want something else.
You know what?
So I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Shannon? I honestly believe that that is a big lesson that I've learned from the show.
Yeah.
Because when you have experts match you with what you say that you want, and if it doesn't work out, the question now becomes, okay, is it me? Am I actually ready for what I've asked for?
Right.
So I think that a lot of times we've seen that happen. Like, look at Trey and Vanessa, you know, or different couples like that who are very excited for what they want. And then you get into a place where somebody's like, maybe I'm not really ready to jump into it completely. They make it past the decision. They make it past 6 months, but then it doesn't really, then it fizzles out or whatever the situation may be.
Absolutely.
So it happens.
It's great points. So let's get into, we got to meet the grooms. We're going to meet the bride. So I think, I don't know which one is first, but we're going to meet somebody.
Okay,
so let's do that.
Let's do it.
We'll see.
Let's do it.
I don't think that I would be a traditional wife. I'm just not the domestic type who is gonna be cooking and likes to clean.
My biggest passion is taking care of dogs. I actually foster them. It's been really fulfilling.
She's bright, funny, and fun.
I would make a great wife because I am very spontaneous. So it goes a clip on the back of your underwear.
You know, it's very festive for your butt.
This is really exciting.
Promising, very promising.
You are officially engaged, so consider this a proposal.
Oh my gosh.
You've made a little girl's dream come true.
Hey.
Guys, they're really pushing this dramatic season ever.
You know what?
Oh, man. I can't wait to say, like, this is a thing.
Yo. So what do you think about, I mean, we get a quick snippet about these ladies.
Yeah.
What is your first impression?
Well, I want to know, do they pick their little subcaption under their name?
Like, probably not.
Dog lover.
Probably not.
Devout diva.
Fiercely independent. Yeah. I'm like, oh, we just talked about her. I told you.
I'm all about it.
A woman is 37 years old knows exactly what she wants in a very dangerous way, in a way that can be a double-edged sword, I feel.
For sure.
I think, first of all, just, I think she was 36. Amber?
36, absolutely.
Amber,
yes.
So she's going to be a problem.
Her husband is 37.
Right. Okay. She's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
I know that. Especially with the tagline, Miss Independent.
Yeah.
She's 36. I've never seen anybody that old on the show as a bride.
Yeah.
So immediately I'm like, okay. And this could be where the drama's at. Because I'm like, yo, if she's independent and she's 36 and then her husband is 37, he's independent, he's older and knows what he wants.
Right.
I could see there's definitely going to be a lot of clashing there.
Definitely.
I think Mia's like, you know, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, but I definitely think Amber's going to be a problem child.
Yeah,
for sure.
Mia seems so sweet. And I think I think Mia seems really, really sweet. And Amber, I feel like she might be a problem, but her husband might be a problem as well, because she was talking about her ideas on gender roles and not cooking and not cleaning these things. And you have an older man that she's, well, not older, but to me.
37.
37. She's going to be with. And you don't know what his ideas of, of a wife is and his definition of what that looks like and those gender roles. So that could... you know what? I'm just going to say they're the problem couple.
Yeah.
we're
just putting that out there.
Let's see what the guys look like.
Yeah.
Now we're going to watch it. So let's do that.
Oh my God, I'm engaged.
Cheers.
Uncle Dave!
I love being Uncle Dave. I want to be a dad, and I think I'm going to be a really good dad.
Right now, I run multiple tutoring club franchises. My purpose in this world is to help the next generation of kids.
He's bright, funny, and fun.
I'm pretty easygoing. I'm going to treat you the way you need to be treated.
Oh, there's ducks. Okay, I've now fondled your dead ducks. He's everything she wants.
I agree.
I think we have three great couples. It might be the best ever. It really looks good.
Can you tell me your name?
I certainly can't.
Dr. Pepper is so cute. I certainly can't.
She's dope. She's dope. All right, so what do you think?
They all seem like family men, you know? Like, they all seem pretty comfortable and confident, and I don't know. See, I can't see anything kind of sketchy about them yet, obviously.
About the guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they all seem pretty grounded from that little 30-second video. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I think all the guys seem really sweet, really nice. And the whole Uncle Dave thing kind of played into our hypothesis a little bit, that he might have a different idea of what he's ready for, his idea of marriage and family and, you know, that, like, gender roles when it comes to wifely duties. So I'm really
more traditional.
Exactly. I'm really excited to see what happens with them.
Yeah,
I definitely can see if Dave really wants a family. Mm-hmm. And Amber being 36, I don't know if she may want to have kids at that age. And if that's what he wants out of his relationship, that might cause some problems. So I definitely think that even though I could see him being more easygoing, but definitely that can be the clash.
Right.
So I don't know about with the other couples. I think Mia's going to be with Tristan and then Bobby with Danielle, if I'm not mistaken. So I don't know what that's going to look like. We don't know enough yet, but I definitely, Amber and Dave,
I think I'm going to stay with my first guy. I think that might be the problem. But just to touch on the rest, I'm very excited, you know, and just to see what happens. Mm-hmm. And you have people who seem to mesh really well organically, you know, so we'll see what happens.
Well, you saw what the experts said. They said that this is the best couples that they feel like they've had. So best meaning, I would think that, you know, go together the best.
Right.
I don't think they want, we want drama. We want fireworks.
So,
they want fireworks, but not that kind.
Right, exactly.
So it'll be interesting. I mean, there's a lot that plays into these couples. And we were kind of talking before the show, like, you know, who has sex first? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we see some couples go through this entire experience without consummating their marriage.
Right. 6 months
into it. Exactly. So it'll be interesting if that plays into it, how that goes when people's families get involved, because we've seen in previous seasons where families have become a problem and become a thorn in some of the relationships. So it's really interesting how this can go. It can go a lot of different ways. We know it's set in Texas. So that brings another dynamic, you know, as far as, you know, Texas being in the South, you know, traditions, how that works with some of these couples, but it's going down.
Yeah.
It's definitely going down. I think you just touched on all the things that we're very excited to see. Yep. You know, 52% of Americans, according to Dr. Pepper, actually, live together and they don't have sex on their wedding night. You know what I mean? So it's really, really exciting because, I mean, for many reasons, because, you know, when it's not as traditional in your relationship anymore, it just becomes, okay, it was our wedding night, whatever the situation may be. So I'm very excited to see how that impacts the season.
Right. Yeah. So, and just like the aspect of almost like this pressure in a sense to make it work, to make this relationship work. And I'm just excited to see who's actually going to put in that effort. And who's going to actually try, or after those, you know, couple months, say, call it quits.
Sure.
So I'm excited. Who's going to fight for it? So it's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our pre-show. We want to thank you so much for being with us. Make sure you subscribe. We're going to be on the reality show channel on AfterBuzz TV. So make sure you subscribe to the reality show channel. It's going to pop up. That means our show is going to happen. We're going to be filming live at 7:10 every single Tuesday. That's our time slot. 7:10 p.m. We're going live right here in the studio. You can watch us. We want to make sure that you're in the live chat so we can know what you want, how you feel. You can maybe ask us some questions. We may answer them on the show. All of that. We want you involved. Also, you can download iTunes as well. Make sure you get on that so you can, you know, listen to us in your car.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we need to be all around you. That's all we're doing. It's Married at First Sight. Make sure you tune in. It's going down Tuesdays. Make sure 7:10. Every single Tuesday night, it's going down. I'm your host, Lim Gonzalez, and next to me is
Shannon O'Connor, and my handle is Shannikin_Skywalker.
Yes.
All right, and I'm Thelma and Baysway Daniel. I'm so grateful to be here today, and you can catch me on Instagram at Thelmy with 3 Y's.
Yeah. And you can find me everywhere at The Poet Saint, all day, every day. And also, you can check out my website, stayonthemic.com, and see what got going on. That's it for our pre-show. We'll see you Tuesday.
Peace. See you then.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.